Senator, I wanted to talk to you about your trip to Dubuque. First of all, what was the, I guess, the inspiration for the idea to go down to Dubuque and see what they're doing there?
Well, the real inspiration was several months ago, Dubuque announced that IBM was locating in Dubuque, bringing about 1,400 jobs eventually to that area, good paying jobs, $45,000 to $50,000 annual salary average. So, you know, why Dubuque? And what did Dubuque do that we could have done maybe in Wisconsin to bring that over here? Now, the good part about Dubuque is it's right along the river, and right across the river, of course, is Wisconsin, and I think that played a role. In fact, UW-Platteville being so close to Dubuque, we have the tech college down there at Fenimore. I think that played a role in landing in Dubuque. But the number one thing was the timing was perfect. They had a building that was being vacated. McKesson Drugs was moving out of a building. It was the size that the IBM needed. But even more importantly, back in the 80s, Dubuque had a unemployment rate of about 23%. And they were hitting bottom. And the Mayor Buell there kidded about, they had a saying there that, you know, when the last business leaves, turn out the lights at Dubuque. And so it was at that time that the community came together and said, no, we have to address this issue. We have to do it in a collaborative manner. We have to work together. And so they formed several initiatives, Dubuque Initiative, which is a quasi public-private, made up of business people, made up of government officials, and then another one, Dubuque Development Corporation. Both of those groups were formed. Their businesses are putting money into these groups, and they're working to bring more jobs to Dubuque. And quite frankly, the building that they're remodeling right now for IBM is being done in this private Dubuque initiative, so that government is really not involved. They're taking it over, and they're going to get it ready for IBM to come in.
So I guess I hear you saying it's a little bit just timing and luck and maybe a lot of laying the groundwork for success.
That's exactly right. And they started laying that groundwork back in the 80s after, you know, their unemployment rate was so high and things weren't going well. John Deere was, I think they went from over 8,000 to now they're about 2,000 employees. And so they knew they had to retool what they were doing. And they've done that very well. And now there's an uptick as far as interest in Dubuque from other companies because of IBM. I mean, one of the neat things that happened there was when IBM first made their first visit to Dubuque to look at a site there, this was, I believe, either December or January, they came in and public officials, the mayor, the city manager, business officials were all at the table. And they answered every question that IBM had. And if they couldn't get the answer that right immediately, they had it before they left Dubuque, which is very impressive for any company that's looking to locate in a new area, because time is money for businesses, and they need to work and act in an efficient manner.
Is there any way for southwestern Wisconsin, for La Crosse, to, I guess, sort of benefit from the success that Dubuque is seeing? I'm assuming that some of these jobs may go to Wisconsin residents.
Oh, I'm sure they will. In fact, while I was down there, I went to John Deere, and they have a large percentage of people that work in Dubuque but live in Wisconsin. In fact, the mayor of Lancaster, Jerry Worley, who happens to be here today, I believe, in Madison, but he worked in John Deere in Dubuque, and so he really knew his way around Dubuque, and he really facilitated this meeting for us. But yes, there's going to be a spillover. There's going to be people living in Wisconsin. There's going to be a demand. I mean, if you were looking at 1,400 positions to fill, you're going to be looking, you know, in the tri-state area. I'm sure Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin will all benefit from Dubuque landing IBM. And that's a nice thing, the collaborative collaboration that can take place. In fact, Dubuque and Lancaster are right now sharing an intern. They're working half-time, I believe, in Dubuque and half-time in Lancaster. So we can work across borders to benefit one another, and I think that the fact that Dubuque landed IBM and these good-paying jobs, it's in the Midwest, it's close to Wisconsin, it's close to Minnesota, it helps all of us, including, you know, areas north and into La Crosse.
So do we need to start maybe looking at marketing regions as opposed to states or municipalities? And do you think is this laying the groundwork? Do you see this as laying the groundwork for that sort of effort?
Yeah, I believe it is. Marketing regions, whether it be southwest Wisconsin into Iowa or where we are, Seven Rivers region, which really includes, and La Crosse includes parts of Minnesota and northeast Iowa. That's what we need to do. So if Winona, Minnesota lands a business with a lot of good paying jobs, Wisconsin's going to benefit. Vice versa, if La Crosse lands it, Minnesota's going to benefit. So yes, we should be working together. And I know the governors of Minnesota and Wisconsin announced recently that they were going to work together in a collaborative manner to a certain degree. I think we should step that up. I think we should include Iowa. I think we should be working together as a region, because the Midwest is a great place to raise a family. We have a wonderful environment, wonderful work ethic. We got good education system here. Working together, I think we can make a difference.
And one other thing you sort of referenced, and that's reciprocity with the tech colleges. I guess that's something that doesn't now exist.
That's correct. It does exist with Illinois and Iowa, but it does not exist with Wisconsin. So as I understand how this works, if you have an employee that is retraining at a tech college but lives in Wisconsin, that company in Dubuque would not get any tax credits back. So we need to have that reciprocity so that whether they live in Dubuque or they live in Platteville, that those tax credits are coming back to the business. And it does make a difference as far as hiring people from outside of your area.
Senator Dan Capanke, thanks very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Do you still own the ball team down there?
Yes, I do. Yeah.